Good morning, everyone. It's Izzy Lyman. You're listening to 97.7 FM, WCHY. The show is Your Defending Fathers. The text line is 231-758-7707, and we're in our second hour of the show, second hour, and an amazing guest, Alex Newman. Welcome to the show.
It's great to be here. Thank you very much for having me, Izzy.
Thank you very much. And I wanted to invite you to talk about your latest book, which is called Indoctrinating Our Children to Death. It comes out next month. And if you don't know anything about Alex Newman, you got to run to your mobile device, your computer, whatever, and start reading up on this man. He is an award-winning international journalist, an educator, author, speaker, investor, radio talk show host, consultant, who, most importantly of all, seeks to glorify God in everything he does. And I believe you speak multiple languages also, right?
I do, yeah. I've been overseas pretty much all my life, so I was forced to learn a bunch of languages, but praise the Lord, it ended up being a useful skill. So,
Excellent. So I'm a huge fan of Alex and his work, especially on education, and that's what I hope to devote most of this section to, because it's such an important topic more than ever. But tell us a little bit about your latest book and when it's coming out, where we can get it, and all that jazz.
Well, thank you, Izzy. So the new book is Indoctrinating Our Children to Death, How Government Schools Are Waging War on Faith, Family, and Freedom, and How You Can Stop It. And as the title suggests, it exposes the indoctrination that's happening in the public schools, but not in the standard milquetoast, superficial way that you see from so much of the establishment now that people are catching on. I really do a deep dive into history. Of course, a lot of what I learned from Dr. Samuel Blumenfeld. He and I published a book on education almost 10 years ago now, Crimes of the Educators. But that really focused on how they got about half of adult Americans to the point where they cannot even read. A lot of people who do know how to read are startled by that statistic, but that's what the federal government's data shows continually, that about half of Americans are functionally illiterate. They may be able to read a stop sign, but they can't read a book, they can't read a newspaper, they can't read important documents. And so what I do in this book is we do a much deeper dive into the history. How did that happen? Who were the key players? And I think if there's one really, really significant takeaway beside the call to action, it's that when you hear conservatives say that public schools are broken, things like this, it's usually a fundamental misunderstanding of the problem. In fact, the public schools are working very well if you understand that the purpose was always to turn Americans away from God, away from our Constitution, away from free markets, away from the biblical tradition. And as Barack Obama said most recently, fundamentally transform the United States of America. Mm. That has been the goal from the beginning. The eradication of Christianity has been the goal from the beginning. We can prove it. And, of course, that leads us to the call to action, which I believe is the most important thing an average parent can do today to save the country.
What is that call to action?
Well, the very last chapter represents the first part of the call to action, and that is I recognize, I know people out there hearing this are going to say, oh, that's hard, and I'm not going to make a sack. I know, right? I know all those things. But the call to action is you've got to pull your children out of public schools. You, of course, did the wonderful book, The Homeschooling Revolution. I personally believe that's the gold standard for people who can. And I believe that is most people, frankly. There's nobody in the world who loves your parents or your children more than their parents. There's nobody who is better qualified to teach children than parents. In fact, if you have a four-year degree in education or a master's degree in education, I don't want you anywhere near my children, right? For the most part, these are people who just have been brainwashed, right? So, and then the second part of the call to action is outlined in the afterword, right? So, all right, you're running away from the burning dumpster fire that is the public school system. Now, what are we running toward? And that's where I sketch out a vision for a true, legitimate education. And that begins with asking some really fundamental questions that people, unfortunately, don't ask themselves anymore. They just take these things for granted. Like, what is the purpose of education? Now, if you believe the Bible, if you're a Christian, there is a clear purpose for education. If you don't, well, then you're left with Google says the purpose of education is to make you a successful member of your society. So maybe a successful Nazi, a successful communist, a successful head-hunting cannibal, right? I guess it just depended on what society you're in. So sure. I do believe there's a transcendent purpose to education, and I do my best in the afterword to sketch that out using the Bible, the great Christian thinkers over the last 2,000 years, and, of course, our history and traditions.
So when folks hear homeschooling, and a lot of them will go, yeah, absolutely, that makes sense. But other people will hit the panic button. Oh, there's just no way. But there is a way in today's society because there's so many options and so many ways to homeschool. And you're actually involved with one of them, if I'm not mistaken, with the Freedom Academy.
Yes, I serve on the board of the Freedom Project Academy. It's an online K through 12 school. And we do have a lot of homeschoolers because we also offer classes a la carte. So if homeschoolers want some help with a chemistry class or a Latin class or whatever, they can come to us. But I also homeschool my own 5 children, one on the way. So we homeschool, and I've been homeschooling from the very beginning. And it was partly because of your book, Izzy. Your book was a great inspiration to us. I read it right around the time when my first son was born. And we pretty much determined right then and there that we were not going to be handing our children over at the time we were living in Sweden to the Swedish regime for indoctrination. So.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. And I'm delighted to hear that your growing school, your school is growing even. So tell us a little bit, what's a day in the life in the Newman family homeschool?
Well, a lot of people misunderstand homeschooling. They think that they need to do school at home. No, that's not how it works.
Right, exactly.
The last thing you want to do is replicate what the crazy government is doing. I mean, this is a government that slaughters babies with tax money. This is a government that lies and cheats and steals. We don't want to try to replicate the idiocy that they're engaged in our homes. Not that we would even have time to do that if we wanted to, right? So for us, a typical homeschooling day, you know, easy waking up, get some breakfast, worship a little bit, maybe read some scripture. And then maybe we'll do a few hours of assigned schoolwork, right? Here's your math book, you know, work through the first 2 chapters, do all the even numbers. Here's your literature book, go read some Shakespeare for a little while, and then write an essay about what you gathered from that. You know, so we're not doing government school at home, but I will tell you, you can accomplish infinitely more in a couple hours of real homeschooling than you would sitting in a government school system waiting for a bell to ring, learning about multiple genders and global warming and other such silliness.
I actually had Israel Wayne on the show, who I believe is a colleague and friend of yours, and he basically said the same thing. You don't need to sit there and have 5, 6, 7 hours of school because you're going to accomplish everything in a much smaller frame of time, which is very much how I homeschool too, the 2-3 hour you know, window, and that's plenty, especially with very young children.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's no question about it. I mean, you could teach a 4 or 5-year-old child to read very, very easily. You might want to wait till 6 years old, depending on the child. A couple of months, most, maybe 30 minutes, 45 minutes a day, you'll be easy done with that. And then from there, they largely educate themselves. I mean, yeah, they need some guidance from you still, and they may not like math, and you may have to force them to do some math. So it's not like, you know, walking in the clouds, but it is incredibly fun. It really brings your family closer together. And that leaves a lot of time for the things that they're interested in too, right? My 9-year-old got interested in guitar, so he printed out a bunch of stuff on the internet about how to play guitar, and he plays guitar really well now, right? My oldest son really loves business, so he's now on his 3rd or 4th business. He's 13, and he's making really good money. He's got a 3D printing business, and, you know, they have time to do things they want. They can go outside and build forts. They can go outside and play Nerf guns, right? And do the things that children ought to be doing in addition to learning the things that they need to know to become, as Google would say, the purpose of education, successful members of society. But far more important than that is, you know, building moral character, teaching them to be honest and ethical. And the other stuff really does come naturally, right? You really don't have to force it.
Absolutely. One of the reasons that I support homeschooling isn't just because of the academics and just because of the family bonding, 2 things we've touched upon, but also the idea of being socialized en masse by other kids is just a mess, right? What good comes of that?
Yeah, that's a very good point. And I wrote an article recently on that very issue for the Illinois Family Institute. You know, the whole concept of socialization is actually a very dangerous concept. And when you look back at what the – and I know you know quite a bit about this, Izzy, but when you look back at the socialization as it was meant by the social engineers, this is not something that you want your children to go through. When you talk about the peer pressure, for example, it's just absolutely terrible. So homeschooled children, there's a gentleman who runs the National Home Education Research Institute. His name is Dr. Brian Ray, and he's done a lot of research on this. He's collected all the studies on this, and what he has found is that in the best sense of the term, socialization, meaning, you know, the ability to communicate with people of all ages, the ability to get along with people, the ability to be tolerant of people. Homeschoolers actually do the best on everything that we can measure, on all recordable metrics, especially when compared with government school children. And so when we talk about socialization in homeschooling, yeah, our children play with other children. We're involved in multiple co-ops. So, you know, they play with all kinds of other kids. They do all kinds of other things. They do group projects. We go on field trips. But we don't want crazy government school teachers with purple hair and bi-gender, neutral, free spirit, shape-shifting, genderqueer, whatever. We don't want them socializing our children, right? We don't want them socialized to conform with the world, as the Bible tells us, right? Do not be conformed to this world. We don't want our children conformed to this world. We don't want them to adjust to a degenerate society that is clearly swirling down the tubes. You know, we want our children to stand firm for truth, for righteousness, for what is right, and we don't want them socialized in that traditional sense.
Totally agree with that, and that's one of those buzzwords, as you know, as a homeschooling parent. That's the first thing folks ask, the first query is, how are they going to be socialized, right? As if totally missing the point of education. But again, a national conversation on socialization and what it means is long overdue in the United States. But guess it's not going to happen, right?
It really is. And you know, when you look at the history of this, you go back to anti-Christian philosopher Auguste Comte back in the mid 1800s, and he was pretty clear about his goal for overturning the Christian order and all these principles of sociology that he wanted to bring in. That's really the genesis of this idea of socializing children in schools. John Dewey, of course, picked up on that, a communist, a humanist. And this is not something that Christian parents should want for their children.
No, absolutely not. And it's damaging. It's debilitating. It's just we talk a lot about wholeness and self-image, and sometimes that just corrupts young people's wholeness and their self-image. Before we're going to go to break shortly, Alex, and I do want you to stay on and hope to continue this conversation. But one thing I want to ask you about is this business of running for school boards has become a very popular theme in Republican circles, and I want to touch upon that with you and see what you think about it, and we will talk more after the break. I'm Izzy Lyman. Thank you for listening. Please stay with us.
My name is Todd Spalver. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Little Travis Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Travis Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Good morning, everybody. It's Izzy Lyman. You're listening to 97.7 FM WCHY. The show is Your Defending Fathers. And while I'm not a defending father, I have one on the line with Mr. Alex Newman. We're talking about his new book coming out next month, Indoctrinating Our Children to Death. And it's been given the thumbs up by Alex Jones, Kirk Cameron, and Peter McCullough. Congratulations, Alex. Wow.
Well, thank you very much, Izzy. I appreciate it. We've been just overwhelmed with the encouraging responses from people, even people who don't necessarily agree with, you know, everything that I'm saying have been kind enough to lend their support to the book. We've got Dr. Carol Swain. We've got one of the co-founders of Moms for Liberty. We've got Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North. We've got just so many great Americans who are rallying behind this book, and we're very, very grateful for that. I believe this is the most significant existential threat to our country right now. And I know that's a tall order because we're facing a lot of them. We got the border wide open, the communist Chinese, they, you know, the threats are everywhere. But if they succeed in indoctrinating 80% of our children, we lose another generation. There's no way our country survives. There's no way our liberty survives. So I do believe this is the key battle on which really the future of the United States is going to be decided.
Wow. And thinking about all the young people that are also crossing the border right now with families, we don't know if it's real families or fake families. But again, these children will probably end up in our education system and also be indoctrinated, which is very troubling.
I think that's one reason they want the border wide open. There's a whole collection of special interests that want the border wide open. And I do believe the public school establishment, the government school establishment, this is a $1 trillion a year blood-sucking industry, by the way. And, of course, they get paid based on how many butts they have in the seats. And American families are fleeing this system, rightfully so. They're seeing that their children are becoming hateful and insane. They don't even know what bathroom to go in anymore, and they're not interested in that. So millions of American families are fleeing this system for obvious reasons, and so they need replacement butts in those seats. And they figure, hey, if we keep the border wide open, you know, there's no questions asked when it comes to illegal immigrants, we'll just make the sucker taxpayers pay to brainwash these kids, and then we'll keep getting all our money, we'll keep our pensions nice and full, etc. So it's one of the many vested interests that want the border wide open.
That is dark, but likely you're very right on. So what do you think of this? I often go to Republican or conservative or patriotic gatherings, and some elected official will be the speaker, and he'll tell us as a kind of a call to action is to run for your local school board. I've heard that a lot, more than I've heard anything else lately, to be honest with you. What do you think about that?
Yeah, that's a complicated issue, and you know, my first instinct is to say to people, look, if your child is in a burning building and you're thinking about running for school board to put the fire out, you're not thinking clearly, okay? And I mean that with all due respect. But
sure.
your child is at risk here, and running for school board is not going to stop or neutralize or even mitigate that risk. You've got to do the much more urgent thing first, and that is remove your child from the burning building. If you feel still called to run for school board afterward, okay, you know, that's maybe harmless, you might say. Unfortunately, I don't believe the system is reformable. You know, when people talk about reforming the system, it's like, how do you want to reform your cancer, right? I mean, this is a thing that's going to kill you if you don't protect your children from it. And when you realize it was designed to do the things that it's doing, you realize that it's not really possible. Now, I will say we've got a lot of heavy hitters who have endorsed this position. Actually, writing the foreword for my book is the Honorable Diane Douglas. She was the state superintendent of public schools for the state of Arizona up until the year 2020. And she basically held every position of leadership within the education system that a person could hold. She was a school board member, chair of the school board, head of the state public education system. And she came to one of my talks in 2019 and talked to me after. She said, Alex, you're right. You know, this system cannot be reformed. We're totally wasting our time here. Another guy we got who's endorsed the book is Steve Baldwin. He was the last chairman, the last conservative chairman of the Education Committee in the California Assembly. And they passed a bunch of laws trying to stop this indoctrination. He found out that those laws were just totally ignored. And then some of them were eventually struck down by the federal courts. So he started recruiting people to run for school board. And they got, I think, 51, if I'm not mistaken, elected. They took over whole school boards. And then what happened is the state and the feds came in to make sure the school board couldn't do anything. So, you know, I don't want to discourage people from running for school board. You know, there's a lot of our public money at stake there, and you can use it as a platform to expose the silliness, the evil that's taking place. But don't get the wrong idea that you're going to fix these schools and turn them into legitimate educational institutions, because you might as well just go bang your head against a brick wall. You're not going to do it. It's not possible. The system is a hydra, and I've seen it over and over again. You know, conservative Christians take over a local school board, and then the state and the feds come in and the teachers' unions, and absolutely nothing changes because the system is designed to do what it's doing.
Absolutely. I think you've said that very, very well. In the time that we have left, what are some ways to see your work, reach you, book you for an engagement? All the above.
Yeah, thank you. The easiest place is my personal website. It's libertysentinel.org. And unfortunately, after generations of government school, a lot of people can't spell sentinel, so I'll spell it as S-E-N-T-I-N-E-L.org. It's got to be .org. So libertysentinel.org. You can pre-order the book there. We've already sold hundreds of copies by pre-order if you click on the store button. We're planning to have it by January 15th, and so people will be getting it probably around the end of January, those who pre-order. Others may take a little bit longer. And then people can sign up for the free mailing list there, again, libertysentinel.org. And I'm on most of the social media. I serve as senior editor of The New American. People can check out that magazine, great publication. I write for the Epoch Times. In fact, a lot of the book was originally published as a series in the Epoch Times, available to subscribers. So lots of different ways people can connect. And thank you very much for having me on the program. It's been an honor and a pleasure.
Oh, likewise. And I enjoy following your X account. It's just fantastic, all that you do. God bless you. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you, Izzy. Appreciate it. God bless you, and Happy New Year.
Okay, thank you so much. And I'm Izzy Lyman. We will be back after the break with our next guest. Please stay with us.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tellini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Eagles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for